USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans can start ordering free COVID-19 home test kits on Wednesday, January 19th. There will be a limit of 4 test kits per household. The test kits are expected to be shipped within 7 to 12 days of ordering. This, as President Biden did say, those test kits would be going out in early January. It looks like now it will be early February. The black nationalist accused of a domestic terrorist attack in Waukesha, Wisconsin, will go to trial. Daryl Brooks Jr. appearing in court Friday, where a judge found probable cause to send him to trial. Brooks is accused of driving his SUV through a parade just before Thanksgiving. Brooks facing over 75 charges, including 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Commerce Department saying retail and food service sales declined 1.9% in the biggest drop in 10 months. Analysts blaming high prices and the Omicron surge for falling consumer demand as the holiday season wrapped up. Regarding inflation, John Bryant, Operation Hope CEO, tells CNBC,
I mean, inflation's a big deal and affects those at the bottom of the pyramid the most.
The nation's labor secretary is talking about the next steps after the United States Supreme Court blocked the COVID-19 vaccine mandate on large businesses.
What's next is we're going to work with businesses and encourage businesses to continue down this path. Many businesses have already done it.
Walsh describing the decision as disappointing, he also says that more needs to be done to make sure workers are comfortable returning to the office.
We need to do more in this country to make sure people feel comfortable going back to work, because people do catch the virus.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A bill aimed at sanctioning Russia is blocked by Democrats.
Senate Democrats have blocked a bill proposed by Senator Ted Cruz seeking to sanction companies tied to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. The measure failed to reach the 60-vote threshold required to pass through the chamber. The measure would require sanctions be imposed on businesses associated with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which will carry gas from Russia to Germany within 15 days. Some Democrats voted against the bill as they accused Cruz of attempting to undermine President Biden's diplomatic efforts to prevent Russian President Vladimir Putin from invading Ukraine. Biden waived sanctions on Nord Stream 2, the Russian-owned and Swiss-based company for the pipeline project, as part of an agreement with Germany. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The memory of actor Bob Saget lives on. Singer John Mayer and comedian Jeff Ross sharing memories of their late friend when the two went live on Mayer's Instagram Wednesday after picking up Saget's car at the Los Angeles International Airport.
We're on the 405, remembering Bob Saget, a king in the comedy world, Bobby Daddy, our brother, our big brother.
Ross remembering how great of a family guy Saget was. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.